Good day. I'm Anjali James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 4. Coming up, Prime Minister to make statement on petrochem issue next Tuesday. Chinese firm recommended for vacuum distillation unit upgrade at petrochem, and CARICOM Heads of Government Conference gets underway today. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be making a fulsome statement on decisions made by Cabinet on ongoing issues at the state-owned oil refinery Petrochem during the next sitting of the lower house. Members of the House have been anticipating comments from the Prime Minister after his office issued a press release on Monday outlining a number of decisions taken by Cabinet in light of a recent report addressing operations at Petrochem, as well as investigations already underway into the entity. Among the decisions were the transfer of the energy portfolio to the Office of the Prime Minister and the formation of a special enterprise team to conduct an operational review of the management of Petrochem.
I wanted to have further information in the establishing of the strategic enterprise team that will do the strategic review, which I'm finalizing. By Monday after Cabinet, I should have finalized that. And so the next sitting of the House on Tuesday, I should be in a position to deliver a statement to Parliament.
Prime Minister Holness was responding to questions in Parliament on Tuesday. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says Chinese firm Sinohydro has been recommended as the contractor to upgrade the vacuum distillation unit VDU at the state refinery Petrochem. Answering questions on the project in Parliament on Tuesday, Dr. Wheatley noted, however, that no agreement has been signed with the Chinese firm to execute the project and no money has been spent for the upgrades to begin. Dr. Wheatley added that another bid for the project was received from U.S. engineering firm Beck in April and is currently being reviewed.
I am advised that to date, the review of the U.S. engineering firm's estimate unearthed some deficiencies which have been acknowledged by the firm, and the task force is now awaiting an updated estimate from the U.S. engineering firm in order to complete validation.
The upgrade of the vacuum distillation unit at Petrochem is being undertaken as the first phase of wider plans to upgrade the refinery. Jamaicans seeking CARICOM skills certificates to work in other Caribbean territories are being advised to submit applications only to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Director of the Work Permit Department at the Ministry, Lisa Ann Grant, says legitimate skills certificates can only be issued by a competent authority.
We are having a serious problem of Jamaicans moving with fraudulent documents. Many persons do not realize that when somebody approaches on the street, that is not a process. At 1F North Street, the application must be submitted here.
Ms. Grant was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. The CARICOM Skills Certificate is a document that allows CARICOM nationals to work within the region without the need for a work permit or permit of stay. And the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of the Caribbean Community CARICOM Heads of Government begins today at the Montego Bay Convention Center, with the opening ceremony scheduled for 4 p.m. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who became the conference chair on July 1, will be hosting the event. All 15 heads of CARICOM plus heads of associate members have confirmed their attendance to the conference. Among the heads of government expected to address the opening ceremony are Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley, Prime Minister of Grenada Keith Mitchell, and Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda Gaston Brown. Addresses are also expected from outgoing chairman of the conference, President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, and CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Erwin Larocq. That was JRS News. I'm Anjali James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.